Well, good morning, everyone. Good to see everybody tuning in here for our Facebook Live service here. I want to welcome everyone. Hope you've enjoyed getting a little extra sleep this morning. It's kind of cold and a little rainy, icy, snowy still outside, but I'm glad you've got a chance to tune in today. I want to take just a few minutes today, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to got a few announcements just to go over for church in general. Want to give you a little bit of an introduction to the new sermon series that we're starting. But I'll kind of start off with just explaining how we do our snow and ice decisions here at Cornerstone. And for us, it's really, it just all comes down to safety. And when we make a decision about our services, we have to remember that we've got a number of volunteers. And usually our volunteers, our praise team, our children's workers, our hospitality team, cafe workers, they need to get at church almost an hour before for some of them, sometimes even more than that in order to prepare for Sunday morning. So if the roads aren't clear at least an hour before, then that's kind of what leads us to make a decision. And this morning we made the right call. My driveway is still solid ice. I know it just we got a lot more ice than snow, and for everyone's safety and for the stairs at church and everything, it was just the right call this morning to go ahead and not have church services there in the building, but just to give you a chance to join in today online. So I am glad that you've joined us. Few announcements that I do want to make, and one is about our life groups. And you've been hearing us talk about those for the last several weeks, and we've got a number of life groups starting. Most of them are not starting this week, but next week. So just something to keep in mind. You can go on our website at mycornerstone.org/lifegroups. And on there, you can actually see a listing of all of our groups. And I just want to kind of go over some of our groups. We've got our Monday night group, which is our discipleship culture group. It's our young adult group led by Austin Pinckney. Great, great group and going strong. Lots of people joined in with that. We also have a Monday night ladies group that's going to be starting soon. It's going to go through the Beth Moore study called The Quest. Awesome. It's going to be led by my wife, Jenny. We've got our Tuesday night group, which is led by Terry Jacobs. It's starting on Tuesday nights here the week after. And they're going through the book of Ephesians, and it's a study by J.D. Greer. Also have a Wednesday night men's group. So that's coming. They've been meeting for a while now, but you can join in with that. We have a Thursday night group going through a prayer challenge, led by Larry and Paul. And that's going to be, study on Mark Batterson's 40-day prayer challenge. Awesome study. We've got a Friday morning men's group, and we've got about three more groups, that we're finalizing info on. And so that should be starting. In total, it's going to be about nine groups for you to choose from. And I'd really want to just challenge you to find one of those to get involved with. So that's one of the big things I just wanted to let you know about. Just go online, check those out. If you've got any questions at all, let me know. Let Larry know as well. We'll do our best to answer any questions you may have and get you hooked up. Some of those groups meet at church. Some meet in homes. But once you get registered, we'll make sure you've got the info you need to be there and be prepared when they start. We also had planned a big party night for our Cornerstone Student Ministries for the Super Bowl. And so tonight, it looks like right now that it's going to be all right. And so we're not quite sure yet, but the plan is right now, if it clears on up and the ice melts and the temperature stays up, that we'll be able to have it. We'll be making a decision later this afternoon, so you can check back on our Facebook page about that. But that's for our students in 6th grade through 12th grade, and that will be tonight. We also have another event coming up soon. On February 23rd, we have a Work as Worship retreat here at the church. And this, I haven't talked much about this, but it's coming up soon. So what this is, it's for leaders, and it's how to take your faith and put it into practice in the workplace. And this is going to be an awesome, it's on a Friday, The cost is only $25. Lots of great speakers from Patrick Lencioni, Matt Chandler, Joel Manby, Ann Beeler, Phil Vischer, all sorts of great speakers for this. It's going to be a real fun day at the church. And if it, just a chance for you to learn together with other believers and really grow and figure out how you can put your faith into practice in the workplace. And kind of that's sponsored by Right Now Media. And if you're not familiar with Right Now Media, it really is like Netflix for Christian Bible studies. And so for Right Now Media, it's like 10,000 different videos. There's children's videos. There's videos to help you with your marriage. There's Bible study videos. There's financial videos. Anything you can think of, a Bible study related, is there. And so if you don't have access to this, the website address is showing on your screen right now, mycornerstone.org/right now. Just go there, sign up, and it'll get you your login information so you can be ready to go. A couple other announcements, and just again, these are all kind of important things that we have going on. And I hate canceling our church services. And one of the reasons why is I just want to keep everybody in the loop about what's coming up and going on. We've got two mission trips coming up, and the information is now on our website for both of those, and how to sign up and pre-register and get information about those. We've got one to India. This India trip is going to be amazing. It's limited to 10 people. It's going to be from May 23rd to June 3rd, about a 10-day trip. And it's going to be working with young girls who have been rescued out of sex trafficking. Very intense. You've got to be over 18 at least to go on this trip. Mostly women. This is going to be a mostly ladies-led trip because of the nature of the work. But if you're interested in this, just let us know. The information's on our website. Also have our yearly trip to Nicaragua. It's a little bit later this year. It's June 30th through July 7th. So it's 4th of July week. And I know that may work a lot better with some of you who have vacation time or who are off during the 4th of July week. So that's coming up as well. So we're excited about that. Let me see. Finally, last announcement, I promise, is when we cancel our services, one of the things, and this is just the reality, and every church will tell you this, that giving goes down. And I want to challenge you. This is a great opportunity to check out our online giving options. We, even though we may not be having services today, our ministry still continues. And by giving, you're able to support the work and the ministry. You're making an investment in the kingdom. And if you've never checked out our online giving platform, it is really cool. It's called Tithely. And a couple ways you can do it. You can go to our website. You can just go to mycornerstone.org. There's a Give Now button on it. You can just go straight to the link, mycornerstone.org/gift. Or really the easiest way is just to take out your phone, download this app called Tithely. And from that, you can just kind of, it walks you through the process. You just select Cornerstone. It knows based on your location. It'll give you a list of local churches that are using this. You select Cornerstone. You link your bank account or use a debit card or credit card. You can even use Apple Pay if you have an iPhone, so you don't even have to deal with your bank information. And then you can set it up to give one time. You can set it up to give on an ongoing basis. It really does make it convenient. It makes it easy to support what we're doing here. So I just wanted to make you aware of that. And if you haven't ever tried that, this is a great time. So now we've got all that stuff out of the way. Here's what I really wanted to do today. I wanted to give you a little bit of an update, a little bit of a kind of introduction to our new sermon series. And planning on starting it this morning. We'll be starting it officially next week. But we're starting a new series on the book of Amos. And if you've not, you may not be familiar with this book. It's in the Minor Prophets in the Old Testament. And this is a great book for us to study. The theme of this is going to be Let Justice Roll. And that's a quote that you may or may not be familiar with. Maybe you've heard it from Martin Luther King Jr., who that quote has kind of become synonymous with. But this series is going to be 4 or 5 weeks. I haven't quite decided yet. And with the snow day today, I may actually extend it out a little bit longer. But this is a book about sin, about judgment, about justice, and about what God expects from his people. And so what Amos does in the Old Testament is he talks about how our worship and our actions have to match. God wants more than us just showing up. He expects much from us. Where much is given, much is required. And we see that here in Amos. I love doing studies going through a book of the Bible. And at Cornerstone, we'll do some topical studies. And then we'll switch over and we'll do a kind of a book study. And sometimes we go verse by verse. Sometimes we hit the highlights. But what I want us to do is to learn how to take a book of the Bible, look at it in the context of the historical context and the storyline of the Bible to see how it all fits together. And what that does, it teaches us that the Bible is not just a collection of stories that we piece together, but it's one unifying story that tells the story of Jesus. And that's really what excites me, is we see so much in Amos that points us back to Jesus. And so the verse that I mentioned earlier, that's kind of our theme verse, is Amos 5:24. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. And so that verse is kind of going to guide us as we go through the book of Amos. So kind of the historical introduction, I encourage you to read through the book of Amos this week and to learn a little bit about it. But the historical background of the book, this is the kingdom of Israel has been divided. If you know the story, after King David and then after King Solomon, the kingdom goes into turmoil and is split into the northern kingdom, or Israel as it's called, and the southern kingdom, which is called Judah. Most of what we have in the Old Testament in the prophets and the major prophets and minor prophets is geared towards the southern kingdom or Judah. And what we have in Amos, though, it's a book by a southern prophet who has gone into the northern kingdom to prophesy into Israel. And so Amos and Hosea are the two prophets that speak into the north. And so that's what we learn about. And this is about the same time frame as Isaiah, just to give you a frame of reference in the Bible. One of the things that's interesting, and I want you to understand, is that God uses ordinary people in extraordinary ways. And this is what so excites me when we read the story of Scripture. When we get into the Bible and we see this, what we learn very quickly is that God can take anybody to do his work. What we see with Amos is he was just a normal, everyday guy. He was a fig farmer. I mean, this guy, he was just a ordinary farmer that God said, hey, I've got a message for you to share. And the great thing about Amos, he did it. He went and can you imagine for him to go from his home place, to go up into the northern kingdom? He was unwelcome there. They didn't want to hear from a southerner. And yet he went into the kingdom and he proclaimed a message from God. And so one of the things that we're going to do throughout this series is we're going to use the Bible Project video for Amos to kind of guide us and give us a reference of the overall framework for this study. And I've mentioned the Bible Project before and the Read Scripture app that goes along with it that kind of walk you through Scripture. And so what I want to do right now is actually just give you a little preview of that video. And I want to encourage you to go and watch it later this week. It's a little too long to show here this morning. But let me give you a little preview so you know what to expect on that video.
The Book of the Prophet Amos. Amos was a shepherd and a fig tree farmer who lived right near the border between northern Israel and southern Judah. Now, the North had seized its independence about 150 years earlier, remember 1 Kings chapter 12, and it was currently being ruled by Jeroboam II, a successful military leader. He won lots of battles and new territory for Israel, and he generated lots of wealth, but in the eyes of the prophets, he was one of the worst kings ever. His wealth had led to apathy, and he allowed idol worship for the gods of Canaan, which in turn led to injustice and the neglect of the poor. And it got to the point where Amos couldn't take it anymore. He sensed God calling him to go trek up north to Bethel, an important city that had a large temple, and start announcing God's word to the people. And this book is a collection of his sermons and poems and visions uttered over the years. They were compiled later to give God's people a sense of his divine message to the northern kingdom, and it's a message we still need to hear today. The book has a fairly clear design. Chapters 1 and 2 are a series of messages to the nations and Israel. Then chapters 3 to 6 are a collection of poems.
Okay, so that's just a quick little glimpse for you into the book of Amos. And what we'll be doing is using that longer video, and you can kind of see the neat graphics they show you. And there's an overall picture that actually explains the whole book for us. And we'll be going through that and using that as our reference. So I encourage you to kind of check that out this week. It's really pretty cool. I think you'll get a lot from that, and it'll help us to kind of understand the overall framework of Amos. One of the great things about Amos is it really helps us understand that God cares about the injustice in the world around us. God wants more than just our empty worship. Amos was written during a time of influence. Affluence, where people had second homes. They had all this stuff, and yet they didn't care about the needs of the people around them. And doesn't that sound like our society today, that we have so much and we've been blessed so much, and yet we see so much need around us? And so what is our responsibility in that? I had somebody from Cornerstone, I talked to them Friday night, and it was interesting because their question to me, it's kind of stuck with me the last couple of days, and it's just simply, how can we get more people involved? And what they meant by that, when we see a need, how can we get people to see that need and respond to it? How can we resource them? How can we prepare them? How can we equip them to do something about the problems they see in the everyday world, in the everyday life? And I want you to know that Amos speaks into that very clearly. And the biggest advice I could give you, and it starts with seeing the need. It starts with, when we go through everyday life, do we see the need around us? Martin Luther King Jr. said this. He said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." And that quote, how powerful that is, that when we see injustice, when we see a need, when we see a problem, do we just kind of shrink back and say, somebody else has got this, somebody else can take care of this? Or do we really let our compassion move us to do something about it? I want to challenge with you with a few things this morning. I'm sitting here in my living room talking to you. I don't know if you can hear. My dog is actually sitting beside me snoring. I think I just woke her up. But it's been fun this morning just sharing with you a little bit. But here's my challenge for you this morning. How do we do a better job as individuals? How do we do a better job as families? How do we do a better job as a church to see needs, to see problems, to see injustice, and then do something about it? The reality is, the reason we do mission trips is because we do see injustice. We want to do something about it. We want to give you an opportunity to put your faith into practice. And sometimes a mission trip will push us out of our comfortable kind of everyday lives and push us into the unknown. We don't know what to expect. We don't know what's going to happen. But when God gets us in those situations, He can use those situations to stretch us, to help us learn, to help us really understand how we can make a difference in the lives of other people. And so here's what I want to challenge you to do. One, I want to challenge you to spend time together as a family. I want to encourage you to take time to read through the entire book of Amos this week. It's 9 chapters, a fairly short. Just take time to read through it. Get yourself familiar with the book. I want to challenge you to find that entire video from the Bible Project and watch it this week. Just search the Bible Project and then you can put Amos. Search for that in YouTube. You'll find it. That video is actually on Right Now Media as well. So there's another option, another way that you can find it and watch it. I want to challenge you as a family to pray together. I want to challenge you to ask each other the question, how has our worship, how has our spiritual growth, how has being a follower of Jesus led us to serve others? And my question for you really is then, how can we do a better job? How can we see needs and respond to them? Now, I want to thank you kind of for joining in. I know this has been fairly short today. I debated doing a whole message, but I knew that not everybody would be able to tune in today, and I wanted to save some of this and share for next week. But here's what I do know. As followers of Jesus, God has placed a calling on all of our lives. He's called us to go and make disciples. This is not something that's optional. It's not something we get to say, somebody else is going to do this and I can. No, this is something that goes for every single one of us. And so to help us understand that, it all starts when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When we read that verse, when we understand the great love that God has for us, how much that he has done for us, he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross so that we may have life. Here's what I want you to know. That demands a response from us. It's more than just attending church. And as we read through Amos, you'll learn that they were attending church. They had worship, but their worship was empty because it lacked the passion. It lacked the moral authority. It lacked them going in and serving other people. They were ignoring the needs of others. They were actually taking advantage of other people. And so that injustice is what God used to kind of call them back to repentance. He called them back from their sin. And I want to just ask you this morning, is there an area in your life that you need to repent? Is there an area of your life where there is sin that is holding you back? Is there an area in your life where there is sin that prevents you from being and doing who God has called you to be? And if there is, then right now is your opportunity. Right now is your chance that you can not only repent from your sin, but you can turn back to God. The Bible says if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's in 1 John 1:9. And what a marvelous promise we have from God's word. I want to kind of leave you this morning with just a simple invitation. At Cornerstone, we have a response time. And our response time is simply, we ask you these two questions. What is God saying to you? And what are you going to do about it? And that's really at the heart. We give you a chance to take communion at Cornerstone. And if this would be a great opportunity for you today to take communion with your own family. If you're at home with kids, I encourage you to do that. We give you a chance to write out your prayer request at the cross. And you can do that at home as well. You can write out your prayer request. You can journal. We give you a chance to pray. We give you a chance to worship. And I tried to talk Luke into coming out and doing a song for us, but he's like, nah. He thought that'd be a little too weird to sit here in front of a phone camera and actually do worship. But maybe you can just turn on some worship music today and just listen and allow God to speak to you. And you can just praise him and praise the name of Jesus. And then we also give you a chance to respond to the invitation God has placed in your life. And maybe he's calling you to a deeper level of obedience. Maybe he's calling you into his family for the first time. In Romans 10, we learn that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. And so I want to give you that invitation this morning. If you don't know Jesus, right now, sitting wherever you're at, you may be watching this live with us, you may be tuning in after the fact and watching it a week later, 2 weeks later, a month later. It's amazing how videos and things we post on the online are found and by people in their time of need. And so if you're one of those people watching this, and God is saying to you, do you even know me? Now, I want to invite you to know God. I want to invite you to pray with me right now. Maybe a little weird at home, and I don't know who's around you, but if you're able, would you just bow your head with me right now, and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this morning. And even though the snow and ice prevented us from meeting as the body of Christ in one physical location, we're meeting as the body of Christ spread out throughout the Twin County area. And we thank you for technology that has enabled us to do this morning and come together. I'm thankful, Lord, that we can study your word, that we can dive into your word, and we can learn together more about how to follow you. Lord, give us a heart, give us a passion to serve you. Help us to see the need around us, Lord. Help us to learn how you continually call us back from our sin and call us to repent. And so if there is any sin in our life, Lord, if there's any people we have hurt, if there's wrong that we have hurt you, may we confess that sin to you. May we repent from that, and may we turn back to you. Lord, we thank you so much for this opportunity we have. And Lord, we know that if there's a single person watching this that doesn't know you, that this is their chance to put their faith, their trust in Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ alone to save them. And Lord, I want to invite them to do that right now, just to pray with us together. Just Heavenly Father, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. Lord, I acknowledge you. I know I need you in my life. Lord, help me turn from my sin. Help me turn toward you. Lord, I believe in Jesus. I'm thankful that he died on the cross to forgive me of my sins. He rose again so that I may have eternal life. Lord, help me to live my life for Jesus. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to thank you for praying with us today. If you did make a decision, if you do need to talk to somebody, reach out to us. You can send a message on Facebook, just a Cornerstone. We'll get that and we'll respond quickly. If you've got questions about any of these events or activities or announcements I made, again, you can just go to our website and find out more information about that as well. I want to thank you for tuning in today. We've kept it at about 30 minutes here. But we just wanted to give you a chance to tune in, to connect with all of us together. And I challenge you to spend some time together as a family. That should be part of our weekly routine, whether or not we attend church. When we can't attend church, then it just makes it that much more important that we spend time as families gathering around talking. And we're going to do that as well in our family later today. We're going to sit around and we're going to talk about the same things that I've shared here today and challenged you with. So again, want to thank you for tuning in. It's been awesome. This is kind of an experiment, so we'll see how it goes. But thanks, everyone, and we'll talk to you later.